Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. Thanks for joining us. The 104th Chicago Auto Show going on today, featuring some exciting new vehicles that will be built right here in Lansing. To find out what automakers are showing off, I'm joined by Ray Chess. He's a vehicle line executive globally for GM crossovers. Ray, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's good to patch in. And we're here looking at, and we unveiled the new Acadia and Acadia Denali today. So a lot for Lansing to be proud of.
I see. Now, what is the Chicago Auto Show like compared to Detroit's?
Well, the products are very similar to what we have in Detroit, but the McCormick Place is somewhat larger than the Cobalt. So you have the same products, but you have more room. So it's a nice venue, and it displays the vehicles very well.
My goodness, it almost sounds like it could be even a little better. God forbid. So let me ask you this. The all-new 2013 Acadia and the Acadia Denali were unveiled, as you said. What kinds of new features can customers expect in these vehicles?
Well, first, let's talk about what was so great about the old one. Then I'll tell you about the new one. But the old one's doing very well. I mean, the current model. Sales are up 16% from last year. 50% of our sales are conquest. So, Michael, we're jumping off a very successful product, and we want to continue that momentum. And I think we did it with a sweet spot with the timing. And it's got a bold new look. It's got superior functionality, and what we call purposeful technology. So all great things for the truck. The styling is very fresh and bold. It's got new front-end sheet metal, new grille, new LED projector headlamps, and also LED tail lamps. So when the daytime running lamps are on, the LED lights are on, and you know it's a GMC coming at you day or night.
Is Acadia one of the top sellers then?
Acadia did almost 80,000 units for us last year. It's a great seller. Actually, GMC is the number two volume seller for General Motors. So, and Acadia is a big part of that. And Denali is 30% of all Acadia sales. So the Denali brand within their brand is doing very, very well.
In the Acadia Denali, then, how would you describe the 2013 model?
Well, it's just upscale, Michael. You know, we took all the functionality of the Acadia and we just put a more premium look to it and feel to it. You know, GMC is a truck brand. And truckers, they want luxury, too, so that's where Denali fits in. And we were able to put some nice soft touch and authentic materials in the interior. It's got a real mahogany steering wheel. It's got live stitching, soft materials, real aluminum accents throughout the interior.
I see. Extra fancy. Now, you know, gas prices have been relatively stable. Do you worry that if we see a spike of any kind, that sales of trucks and larger vehicles like Acadia could take a hit?
Well, the nice thing about Acadia and Acadia Denali is its functionality. It's a family-oriented vehicle. It's got a lot of opportunities for our families. It has 5,000 pounds of towing. So because of that, it's very resilient to gas prices because of what it offers. And actually, it's a vehicle that has a lot of opportunity, a lot of functionality for its size. So again, for gas prices, it's fairly resilient.
What about the fact that the Acadia is built in Lansing? Is the production staff here in Lansing considered superior to other plants?
Well, we have a great workforce globally, so I can't say one's more superior than the other one, but I can tell you that Lansing builds us a great vehicle, Local 602, and in the management team at Lansing Delta Township, we're very proud of the workmanship, and the quality of the vehicle is outstanding.
I'm talking to Ray Chess. He's a line executive globally for GM crossovers. Ray, when you look at any car model now being made, how often is the discussion of a hybrid version considered?
Well, hybrids are always considered, but I'm not going to be able to talk about any future plans today on hybrids. But hybrids are always part of an equation with all vehicles that we look at. We look at that as an opportunity possibly in the future.
Also being shown today is the 60th anniversary Corvette 427 Convertible Collector's Edition. That sounds like a car that most of us can only dream of owning. Is it getting a lot of buzz at the show?
Well, the display here is really, really cool. We have a 1953 Corvette nose-to-nose with the 2013, and that's how the appearance of the 60th anniversary. And when I'm on my way over here to the press shop here, there was a line of people just looking over how we have that display. It's going to get a lot of attention here next week at the show.
So, you know, there was a lot of criticism of the Big Three when things went south, that the car companies were basically not building vehicles that people wanted to buy. Has there been a noticeable shift in philosophy since the bailout?
Well, I can't say we built vehicles that people didn't want to buy. I think the economy turned, and a lot of things happened all at once that was unfortunate for all the automakers. But if Acadia itself is a demonstration of the way GM can design, build, and sell the great world's greatest vehicles, again, we have a vehicle here that sales are at record levels. And what we have here, and based on the response that we've had from the press so far at our unveiling, I'm very proud to be part of the organization.
Now, you were with GM then before the bailout?
Oh, yeah. So I got 35 years in with this great company.
Wow. Well, let me ask you then, as having been with the company so long, was there a sense that there was a problem early on, long before the public got an understanding of how badly the auto company was doing?
I wouldn't think there was a great sense that we were in trouble. I think when the economy took the hit it did all at once, I think some people were in a better position relative to the resilience. And whenever you're in a manufacturing company with large vehicles and large commodities like we are, you're always susceptible when you're such a capital-induced company.
You know, there are some that say that GM should have gone into full bankruptcy. There should have been no bailout whatsoever. Tell me what, from your perspective, what would the company look like now if that had occurred?
Well, it didn't occur, so I really can't comment on that, Michael. I'm very happy that we were able to get those loans, but I think everyone recognized we have a second chance here, and there's no third chance. So based on the products that I see, and I'm part of on a daily basis, I'm very proud to see what we've got coming forward, and I'm very high on our future.
And in terms of developing vehicles now, has the process changed in any way in the last couple of years as compared to pre-bailout?
I think we're more customer-focused, Michael. I think we're listening hard. We're trying to anticipate what the customers are needing. We try to listen to the pulse. Our quality is great. Our image is strong now. I think based on our sales, we're the world's largest auto manufacturer once again. So I think we're on definitely in the right direction.
Is the perception that everything is now fine and we're back to normal and the auto industry here in the U.S. is on firm footing, is that definitive, would you say?
Well, I think you should never fall into complacency, okay? I think all successful companies are panicking all the time relative to the competition. I have that sense in our own company, and we're always looking to make sure that we stay on top. And to fall and feel comfortable, Michael, will be a big mistake, and no one in General Motors feels comfortable right now. We're always looking at the customer. We're always in a state of panic because that's where you want to be. You always want to stay on your toes and make sure you're ready to be agile in your designs and responsiveness to the market.
This ad that we saw attacking Ford trucks, I think it was the General Motors ad regarding the end of the world. I guess Ford folks are a little bit upset that they're being targeted. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, that's their business. I think I think the ad was very tastefully done. I think there's always a sense of some competition here, and I think truck people like the competition.
And if you were to compare GM trucks to Ford trucks, is one really much better than the other?
Of course. General Motors and GMC trucks, Chevrolet trucks are the best vehicles on the planet, Michael.
Would you be able to define that and actually say why?
Well, our durability record is very strong. Our vehicles are the longest lasting ones on the road. We got the data to prove it. And based on their longevity and their durability, I think that's the data that we utilize.
So finally, you said 16% increase in sales for the Acadia last year. Are you expecting another increase this year?
Well, that was a very strong year for us. We're always hoping for another strong year. Sales continue to grow for Acadia. It wouldn't surprise me if we have another record year this year. Our Denali brand that we introduced in 2010 really gave another jump start to the Acadia. And again, it's 30% of our sales. So it's almost like having an all-new truck in the Acadia lineup.
Ray Chess, Vehicle Line Executive globally for GM Crossovers. Ray, thank you very much for joining me.
Very good. Thank you, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.